Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. This is the show that brings you stories and music from the road. My name is Dave Manning and I make my living playing music in bars and casinos and county fairs and wherever we'll pay the bills, mostly up and down the west coast of the United States in my 1965 Volkswagen microbus, and more recently over in Scotland where I've been living with my new wife Mary in a little cabin outside of Aberdeen, Scotland, kind of in the country, in the valley of the Dee River. And this week, we are going to bring you a high-octane, rockabilly, hungover type of show. We're going to bring you the music of the High Rollers, which is a rockabilly band I met down in Prescott, Arizona. Actually, the first gig I ever had, the first guy that ever hired me to play in Prescott, Arizona, was a fellow named Andy that hired me to play at a place called Brian's Irish Pub. Andy was the manager there, and Andy was also the drummer in the High Rollers. And the High Rollers are a band that has been getting some attention in rockabilly circles, and they've been having some success playing and opening for bigger named acts. And we're going to get to their music in just a little bit. We've got a great show coming up, but for the past 2 weeks I've been airing a show called Nickel Paid Me Back, the story of traveling with a woman from Prince George, British Columbia, that I met, and how we, if you haven't listened to the shows, in short, it was a story of how shortly after I had a bit of a heartbreak, I met up with her in Prince George, British Columbia, when I was driving from Alaska down to California and back up, and we kind of hatched this plan to travel together in the Volkswagen bus for about a month, and it was an event that changed both of our lives. And as kind of a postscript to that story, I wanted to read you this email that I have saved on my computer, and it's actually saved as the nicest email ever, because it's an email from Nickel that she sent after she heard the two radio shows about our story. So this is from Nickel. "That's wonderful, Dave. I'm happy for you. I did get to hear your radio clip of our adventure. I listened to it immediately when I got home. I didn't realize you were so heartbroken. Much of our story included your pain." Gosh, I can't remember her name. "Anyways, it was quite accurate in the everyday details. Although I have to admit, I think emotionally that adventure meant something far more to me." A smile in parentheses. "I don't think you know how profoundly you affected the way I treat people because of the way you treated me. I had never met someone like you, and because you introduced me to the possibilities of what kindness from a man is like, I have ever since only desired those qualities. Again, I am sorry I didn't realize the extent of your heartache. It was only through that radio show which you expressed it through that now I understand. But I am ever so happy you have found someone warm to fill your heart and fill your days with joy and adventure. I do hope to see you again. No, I will see you again. We are friends, and it is inevitable that our paths will cross." A smile in parentheses. Nickel. "What becomes of all the little boys never say their prayers, sleeping like a baby on the nickel over there?" All right, well, with that behind, we're gonna spin some psychedelic rockabilly music here with the High Rollers. We're just going to get right into the music, and I will tell you some stories as we go through. Johnny called up asking about the show, and Billy called back, they didn't know. And Jenny came over to start the fight, and this is what we did to him that night. Oh yeah, when you're going over, baby. Oh yeah, when you're going over, baby. Oh yeah, when you're going over, baby. When you're gonna come hang out with me? I woke up in the morning and I checked the mail.
with me.
Tracks there from the High Rollers, a rockabilly band from down in Prescott, Arizona. If you want to look them up, they are at www.highrollersaz.com. And so a lot of these songs on the album are kind of autobiographical. We're going to spin a couple tracks now that relate to what it's like to be in a band and try to have a romance while you're involved with a band where you're playing in bars every night and have women, hopefully, winking at you and are on the road for long stretches at a time. So we're going to hear tracks 9 and 10 off the album here, which have to do with that, and we'll see how many other tracks we can fit in. The High Rollers do, at least last time I was talking with them, they had this big white Ford Econoline van, like the biggest stretched van that Ford makes. And usually every summer for about a month or so, they would take off in the van. And unlike the touring I do in my Volkswagen bus, where I tend to travel at most 100, maybe 200 miles in a day, they would travel sometimes 400 or 500 miles in a day between different gigs. And last time I was talking with Andy, he said they had great success playing at a rockabilly festival all the way out in North Carolina. They drove their van all the way across the country, mostly to play at this festival, and played some gigs on the way there and the way back. But crazy mileage they do in their touring. And so we're going to get into some autobiographical stuff here from the High Rollers.
Well, my baby's been calling when I'm out falling, and that's just the way it goes. And now all the time, well, the way I want it's mine. Well, that's just all she is, it's fine. Well, my band's out playing, my baby's home praying that I'll be coming home to her. Well, now she don't understand, I'm a one-woman man.
this song you knew. It had to be this way. Don't blame me for the tears on your face. They're all your fault. They're such a waste. Well, don't blame me. It was love at first sight. We used to get along, but now jealous heart, I'm in a rock and roll band. You knew it from the start. Don't blame me, I'm a leader today. If you listen to this song, you knew it had to be this way. Well, don't blame me. Oh, well, don't blame me. Well, don't blame me.
The High Rollers this week on the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning, and we're going to see if we can squeeze in another track or two from the High Rollers. This is continuing with the autobiographical theme. And one of the first things I noticed when I was first listening to this CD, besides that it really rocks and it's a great CD for listening when you're driving in the car, when you're doing housework or that sort of thing, or getting ready to go out on the town, is that Joe, the singer in the band, is not always the best singer. If you listen carefully, kind of, you know, hits around the tone here and there, but it's a style of singing that does work for this kind of material. But so I was pleased to hear this track. It's the last track on the album, Lock Loaded and Long Gone, and it mentions a shovel head. And by the way, if you don't happen to know what a shovel head is, it's a particular kind of Harley Davidson motorcycle engine that was built from 66 to, I believe, 1984, a 1200cc motor, and that's a 1.2 liter motor. And to put that in perspective, my Volkswagen bus originally came with a 1.2 liter size motor in it. Actually, now it's got about a 1.6 liter motor in it. But anyway, for a bike, that's a pretty damn big motor. So back into the High Rollers.
See ya.
many good memories of playing music in Brian's Irish Pub, where Andy, the drummer in the High Rollers, was the manager, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, the first one to give me a gig down in Prescott, Arizona, kind of sight unseen, or an unheard in this case. If you walked out the back door of Brian's Irish Pub, you went through a little alleyway, and then there was a parking lot, and across this parking lot there was another bar called Sundance's, and Sundance's was a basement bar. If you walked into the back door from the parking lot of Sundance's, you'd be in the bar, but then you had to go up a flight of stairs to get up to the next street, which is Montezuma Street, also known as Whiskey Row in Prescott, Arizona. You might have heard of it. I often used to park my bus in the alleyway behind Brian's Irish Pub. They would kind of, there's only room for one or two cars, but Brian, the owner, would often pull his little Jeep out and make sure I had room to park my bus in there. So after I played the gig, I had a short stumble back to my green Volkswagen bus, what I call the green room in times like that. And I would get done with the gig, and in a very tipsy manner would load the gear up and then just crash out in the back of the bus, pull the bed out, or if I was really smart, already have the bed made up before I even started playing the gig. And I do have memories of being in my bus out behind Brian's Irish Pub and having played at another place in Prescott that evening, came back with a couple friends, and we were sitting in the back of my camper van there, parked for the night. And we're just hanging out, having a good time, drinking a beer or two. And out to the back door of Brian's Irish Pub, we could hear the High Rollers were playing a gig that night. And so we didn't actually even have to go into the pub. We just sat there in the bus, and we're having a great conversation, having a lot of laughs, good times, and hearing the High Rollers in their high intensity drifting out the back door of Brian's Irish Pub. And sometimes, either after I was playing there or after Andy was playing there when I was in town, we would meet up at some late morning hour, like 11 o'clock or noon, over at a place called the Dinner Bell in Prescott, which is a great place to go if you're ever passing through. It's a diner in the classic American sense. And if you go to the Dinner Bell and you walk around the back of the building, there's like a second room that you can only get to by walking the separate entrance, what I call the locals area of the Dinner Bell. And anyone and I would often go there and have, I would usually get biscuits and gravy, and Andy would usually get a couple fried eggs and something else like that. And we'd talk about life, and he'd talk about taking care of his dad who's fallen ill, and about touring, and about the pressures of, you know, folks in the band, Bob in the band, who's a bass player, getting married, and different holes in their lives and trying to keep the band together. And they've been touring a little bit less of late. And the last time I was in Prescott, I walked into Sundance's, and I saw a poster that from a distance I thought was going to be a poster for a High Roller show upcoming. But then as I got closer, I realized it was another three-piece rockabilly band. So maybe the pages of time have turned on the High Rollers, but I'm sure when they get together and play their instruments, they're just as rocking as ever. So if you do want to get in touch with them, highrollersaz.com.
Well, my baby called me on the telephone. I was sitting here all alone. I was wondering why she had that unknown tone. Y'all, well, I might as well just go get stoned. Oh. Well, I was sitting on
was sitting on a bale of hay last night. But I saw something, it was out of sight. Her shirt was blue and them jeans were tight. Well, honey, why won't you walk on over here tonight? Well, my baby called me on the telephone. I was sitting
Alright, and that's going to wrap things up. You've been listening to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning. For more about me, my music, my travels, go to davemanning.net. That's also where you can listen to any of the My Home is on the Road shows archived there for free. So we're going to take things out a little bit more from the High Rollers. Safe travels, and have yourself a fantastic day.
Shoot.